This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy it or forward it if it's helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
Last year, our theme was Follow Me. And I urge you to continue to press in to what we learned about being with Jesus, becoming like Jesus, doing what Jesus does. And as we continue to follow Jesus, we can expect to see our hearts transformed. That's what happens when you receive God's grace, when he's generous to you and his grace pours out on you, your heart changes and you become full of grace and generosity. Both you and me individually and us as a church community. This dynamic of receiving God's justice and grace and being changed so that we may become people of justice and grace is at the core of our theme, heart to heart. It's all about justice. Wouldn't it be great if Leeds Vineyard became known as a community of justice? One of the books that we're going to spend some time in over the course of this year is Isaiah, and I'd like you to turn with me to chapter 1 on your device or in your book. Chapter 1. And I just want to read a couple of verses from there and expand a bit on what the justice theme is going to look like. Isaiah is an ancient prophecy from 2,500 odd years ago. It's preserved in the Bible and it's a towering piece of literature and ancient wisdom and almost a non-stop exploration of God's justice. It kicks off with it right at the beginning, chapter 1, verses 16 to 17. It reads like this. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. This is God's word to us. It's absolutely right, and it's given to us because he loves us. Thank you, Lord. So Isaiah kicks off this thing by saying, wash and make yourselves clean. And he's not talking about doing your laundry. He's talking about spiritual purity in the context of the temple and worship. And he's inviting you and me to repentance, to saying sorry, to changing the direction of our lives and thereby to receive mercy to be made pure. He goes on after that initial instruction. He says, take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Stop, learn, seek. So that's a really powerful challenge to all of us. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. It begs the question, where should we seek justice? Isaiah goes on to tell us, next verse, he says, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. And later in Isaiah, he expands on that list. We seek justice in many places, and perhaps 2021 is a good place to seek justice is in the same places the coronavirus does its worst. Let me explain. One of the things that became clear last year was the way the virus, no respecter of rank in the way it operates, but it wreaked the most violence amongst the most vulnerable. The poor and the disadvantaged had the weakest defense. They needed the most defense. Isaiah guides us towards seeking justice for the vulnerable. Becoming their defenders is the language that he uses a lot. Who are the vulnerable in our British culture? Last year, we became acutely aware of how vulnerable it makes you to have black or brown skin. But then there's also orphans. We've been looking a lot at from time to time at the whole fostering and adoption thing, haven't we? There's hundreds of children in Leeds without parents. The bereaved, we know about that more and more. The immigrant and the refugee. The poor, looking at some of the stuff that was coming out last year about the divide between the poor and the rich. Those who are ill or disabled, whether physically or mentally, who become vulnerable, and vulnerable in that sense has become part of our language in dealing with the virus. People sleeping on the street, that makes you super vulnerable. Some of you will have read C.S. Lewis's book, The Problem of Pain, or seen Shadowlands, perhaps, the film. And in it, he says this. He says, God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. Lewis was speaking about society's experience of war and about the tragedies in his own personal life. And we can take what he's thinking and think it through for 2020 and 2021. What he meant was that when all is well, we are less able to discern the evil in the world. It's not until that there is suffering that we become aware that something is wrong. You know, if I put my hand in the fire, the pain I feel tells me that my hand is in the wrong place. It's a warning. It's God's megaphone. Ah! The megaphone was sounding loudly last year, whether the pain of George Floyd's murder or the suffering inflicted by COVID-19, injustice has been revealed. The work of the evil one has been unmasked. Here is the megaphone shouting, seek justice, shouting at us to notice those who are vulnerable, the abused, and to defend them. That's the shout, to take up their cause, Isaiah says, to plead their case. Isaiah is making social injustice a big deal. More than that, he is making your and my response to social injustice a big deal. When the Bible speaks of doing justice, I know that it may mean a great deal more than just social justice, but it never means less than that. And it's not just an exercise in giving more money or trying harder to do good things, although that's part of it and lots of people do that. The justice that we are to seek involves my heart being transformed by God's heart, which is where I started out a few minutes ago. It involves our heart, the heart of Leeds Vineyard, made up of all of our hearts, being given to God to be used for the redemption of the world. So that's our theme for 2021, heart to heart, with the aim of being known as a community of justice. Let me just unpack the way we're going to address that over the year very quickly. We're running out of time. So first of all, we're going to think about how to grasp God's heart. What is God's heart of justice? So is God the angry judge in the sky, sending down lightning bolts, making judgments, imposing punishments? Should we live in fear of his judgment? Or is he the defender of the poor and the oppressed and the bereaved and the orphaned, like as Isaiah was describing? As we need to grasp the truth about who God is and what he is like, it's crucial for us to be able to understand justice, biblical justice, allowing his heart to transform our heart. The second thing aspect we're going to look at is our heart, teaching our heart. For our hearts to turn towards justice, we're going to have to receive grace and receive the Holy Spirit, allowing him to teach us and to turn our hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. See, last year we sought to become like Jesus, to be with Jesus, to do the things that Jesus does. So we need to take up the challenge of teaching our heart that it may beat with the same passion for justice as our Rabbi Jesus. Discerning where our attitudes need radical attention, dealing with our ignorance and our sinful ways of thinking. The third part will be to change our heart. And by that I mean our community heart. The heart that's made up of all of us, the heart of Leeds Vineyard. Each of our hearts turned together, as we do this together, towards the poor and those who experience injustice. And frankly, this means starting with ensuring justice within our church family. Scripture tells us that there should be no needy ones among us. And then after we've done that, we can then turn to be ambassadors of justice, of God's justice in the world. So as we grasp God's heart and as we teach our own heart, we'll realize that extending the kingdom, which is our overall Vineyard vision, means discovering where God is at work, doing his work of justice and joining in. We will look at some specific issues, which are very important at the moment, and some are specific to different people who feel called to them. But we'll look at things, we'll continue to address the racial discrimination issue. We'll do a lot more work on the whole looking after God's earth, the environmental issue, and the impact of that in the justice field. We will open up this idea of the poverty gap between the rich and the poor, and we'll also look at things like that whole area of health and accessibility for people who are struggling with various forms of disability. And there's lots of others that we could look at. There will be practical things for us to get involved in. And I want you to ask the Lord to show you a bit like a satellite dish. Where is your heart going to aim towards? What's the part that you're going to be? What's a part of God's justice work that you're going to be called towards as part of all of us? Where are you going to be seeking justice? Let me conclude. Last week, in fact, last year, I wrapped up last year's theme of Follow Me by explaining how that astonishing invitation from Jesus to follow him is preceded by the implied, I forgive you. That declaration of grace, I forgive you, I accept you, now you can follow me. It's different from following anybody else because he starts with that forgiveness. Many well-meaning people do good things as they seek equality and fairness, but that's not the same as biblical justice. When our hearts are turned towards justice, it is because our hard hearts have received God's mercy and been softened by the Holy Spirit. Our eyes are open to what God is doing, and we gladly enlist in his kingdom mission to seek justice. So it's a response to our following Jesus is a response to his forgiveness for us. Our response of justice is as a response to his generosity and grace in us. Tim Keller puts it well in his book, which I recommend to you, Generous Justice. He says, anyone who has been truly touched by the grace of God will be vigorous in helping the poor. Anyone who has truly been touched by the grace of God will be vigorous in helping the poor. Isaiah started the justice challenge with cleansing repentance, wash and make yourself clean, which we can do because he forgives us. Jesus died for us and offers us forgiveness. So we're able to respond to that command. And following Jesus means attending after that to the work of Holy Spirit in our lives. Attend to the quality of our devotional life, attending to making sure we take our Sabbath days to be generously giving, to pray, to worship, to read the Bible. All these things that we worked on last year. As we do that, we can expect to see our hearts transformed. That's what happens when you receive God's grace and generosity. Your hearts are changed and you become full of grace and generosity. Both you and me individually and the church. And this dynamic of receiving God's justice and grace and of our hearts being changed so that we may become people of justice and grace is at the core of our theme. Heart to heart is all about justice. Wouldn't it be great if Leeds Vineyard were known as a community of justice? I just want to pray into that for a few moments. We're running up against our time. I'm sorry for taking longer than usual because I wanted to give you some of the news at the beginning. I'd just like to to stop and whatever your circumstances, just see if you can create some headspace just to wait, allow the Holy Spirit to come and to speak to you, particularly about where to seek justice. not relying on the church to do it all for you, not relying on others, but to change your heart for those who are in injustice and who need to be defended, to be looked after, to be cared for, to be fought for. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and fall on us wherever we are, whether we're lounging, sitting down or standing, or whether we feel sleepy or paying attention. Would you come, Holy Spirit, in all our places and spaces, whatever our distractions? And we give you permission. We say thank you for your grace and your generosity to us. Change our hearts. Make us people who seek justice from our heart to their hearts. And I pray that right now you will reveal to the people of the Vineyard where it is that you're calling them to seek justice. Right now, just be aware of the Holy Spirit putting a word in your mind, or a picture, or somebody's name, or a circumstance, or a news report you've read, or something in Scripture. Holy Spirit, would you speak now? I believe he's speaking to many of us now, and I'd love you just to write that down, text it to yourself before you forget, and make it part of your daily devotions to pray into what he's given you there, to change your heart and to figure out how to seek justice. Take it to your small group, your house group, your growth group, and talk to your leaders and to the others in the group about it, and to pray for you. Pursue that. Lastly, I just want to pray for us all before I hand back to Sarah to take us home. I just want to pray about the circumstances we find ourselves in as we face 2021. So would you just pray with me? Father God, we know you did amazing things last year during the course of the pandemic, and we have changed, our church has changed, people have changed, our priorities have changed. We've realized where some values are that we'd lost before. Beginning to understand through that suffering something of what is not right underneath. Lord, we come into 2021 full of hope and full of expectation that you are going to do a new thing this year, that you are going to bring restoration and life, that you are beautiful, even if the circumstances around us are dark. We look towards you. We lift our eyes up to the mountains, to your dawn dawning in these dark times. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Lord, would you shine your light and show us the path out of here. We look to you, the perfecter of our faith. Would you call us forward? We pray particularly for those in the education sector at the moment, grappling with how to open the schools or not open them, the teaching home or at school, all that debate, all that difficulty. We just pray for the teachers, and we ask you to grant them huge amounts of wisdom. We ask you to protect them. We pray that you would give them additional strength and support. May they reach out to you and find you there for them. Thank you for our children and for the opportunity they have for education. Amazing in this world what we are able to give them. We thank you for them and for that provision, and we ask you to protect them. We thank you for those who've developed the virus, the vaccines, and we pray for the system that's in place to deliver it. We ask your God that you would guard that as well. Would you bring a new dawn in 2021, we pray. Bring renewal, bring revival, uncover what is wrong and show us how to seek your face, we pray. Help us to repent from all the darkness and to face your brilliant, beautiful light of the world face. We pray all these things as we seek your heart with our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.